It's that time on a Monday when we peek in the rear view and select the top performers of the past weekend. A little something we call Light 'em Up.
Again, Butter! Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes! What a display!
They can't believe it courtside, neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh my God.
How about another? To center field, number four, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Win the series for the first time in 14 years!
Thanks, Mike Tirico. As always, it's how we wrap up the 4 o'clock hour on a Monday, talking about the week that was, the best of the best, and who lit it up. Steve, you're leading off.
I'm starting with the Canton Hall of Fame class of 2019. They are now eternally lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
There were just a lot of guys who can make the GOAT case, if not all time at their position, then of their generation. Tony Gonzalez, most everything for a tight end. Only Jerry Rice with more catches. Ed Reed. Ed freaking Reed is the first guy I think of when people say, put together your all-time team and get a safety. Ronnie Lott is second because sometimes he's a corner, sometimes he's a safety. Champ Bailey locked it all down. Kevin Mawai, just the 11th center ever inducted. We're talking Jim Langer of the Perfect Dolphins, Mike Webster of the 70s Steelers, Jim Otto of the Raiders, Ty Law, a corner for the Patriots on their first three Super Bowl teams, and the architect of the Cowboy dynasty from 66 through 85, was in that class as well. He is, I jotted his name down. Gil Brandt, I think, is 92 now. But my goodness, this is an elite class for any sports Hall of Fame. The 2019 Canton group is lit.
It's lit!
What Steve was talking about, Nelson Cruz, the three homers in a game machine.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
So the baseball is juiced. It's a well-known fact, and for some reason, Rob Manfred continues to ignore or even announce it as a fact. And while many are enjoying the fruits of this juice ball labor, Nelson Cruz seems to have figured out the daily mystery on how to hit the snot out of a baseball. So this is, again, from his three-homer game against the Royals from @DingerTracker on Twitter. The slowest of his three home runs was at 99 miles an hour. That one only went 365. Womp womp. The hardest was 110 mile an hour laser. It was also his longest homer of the day at 466 feet, and then he hit a homer, a third one in that game, 117 feet into the air. He hits missiles. He hits moonshots. He hits definition of a bomb. He's got 30 on the season for the fifth straight year, over which he's hit 233. People also tend to forget that Cruz himself was juiced, but maybe it's not entirely the ball. But anyways, Cruz is, he's figured out. He knows how to hit the juice ball, and it's lit.
It's lit!
Next up, yeesh, the Houston Astros are lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
There's a lot of people throwing out first pitches at the Cub game tonight, and I would assume that's the USWNT?
It is.
There's six of them. By the way, tomorrow, get ready on Twitter. I searched and I searched and I searched. I got my official team gear.
Anyway. It's lit!
So, Houston, yeah, they combined for a no-hitter to beat the stinking Mariners, including newcomer Aaron Sanchez. They dominated the three-game series. They held Seattle to seven total hits. They matched that in home runs alone. They outgunned them 22-3. Boy, that rotation. They look Atlanta Braves of the 90s or Orioles of the 60s and 70s. Then you throw in their assault-like offense. George Springer is becoming the Ricky Henderson of his generation with the damage he does leading off. Altuve's halfway to 3,000 hits. Not many got there faster. Alex Bregman almost has 30 homers. The pickup of Michael Brantley was genius. He's hitting 320. They're now within a half game of the Dodgers for best record in baseball. 8.5 up in the West. Next 8 game against also-rans. This Houston Astro team is lit.
It's lit!
Rookie catcher Will Smith of the Dodgers is another Dodgers youngster lighting up the league.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Well, if the Giants are looking less like the July Giants and more like the June Giants, I'm going to have to turn somewhere else to find it lit categories, and unfortunately, it's a Dodger. Will Smith, not the one on the Giants, who is actually still very good, is a catcher looking to provide the Dodgers' pitching staff and guide them back to the World Series, and he's ready to go. He was called up for 9 games in late May to early June. We had 7 RBIs in 9 games, and then when he came back, probably for good, in his first 6 games, he had 6 RBIs against the Nationals, 3 more against the Rockies the weekend after, a grand slam last Thursday against the Padres in a preview of what's going to be the 2020 NL West Divisional Crown race. And since being called up, Lil Will Smith is hitting 375 with a 1366 OPS with 9 hits, 8 of them for extra bases. The Dodgers are just dumb rich in their farm system. Will Smith is another example of how great that front office has done developing players. And I have to admit it, and I don't like it, but he's lit.
It's lit!
Is there a sad one of those? We need a sad.
And selfishly and lastly, the New York Yankees.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
You know, a week ago, the talk was they're a paper tiger after the rotation got worn out by the bats at Fenway, but they outslugged the champs to avoid the sweep on Sunday, beat Arizona Wednesday, and then welcomed Boston to the South Bronx, and after a nice bounce-back start by James Paxton, beat the living crap out of the Sox to finish off the 4-game sweep last night, punished David Price. They roughed up Chris Sale Friday, knocked him out of the box in the 4th, sent Brian Johnson packing after 3 on Saturday, and are now 14.5 up on the Bo Sox. And with the 4-game demolition, the Sox have now lost more games by August 4th this year than they lost all of last year en route to their dominating World Series title. Despite the injuries all over the board, they hit, like Boone said, like savages in the box.
Careful.
And them thar Bronx Bombers are lit.
It's lit!
Last but not least, I am the worst kind of Giants fan, not only one that praises a Dodger, but praises a guy who has pure ownage on the Giants, and that's Trevor Story of the Colorado Rockies.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Story's now homered in 5 straight games against the Giants, which this weekend helped the Rockies take 2 of 3 from my struggling Gigantes. Just this weekend, he hit 500 with a 2.115 OPS, a 400 BABIP, which is batting average on balls in play, 5 hits, 3 of them were homers, 4 extra base hits. He struck out twice in 13 plate appearances, and he drove in 5 with 9 total RBI coming in his last 5 games against the Giants. And sure, Coors is Coors, but Story is playing like a guy against the Giants, and that's good enough. It doesn't matter where he's going or where he's playing. It's just the Giants. Of teams that Story's played against so far this year, he's hit the most home runs and driven in the most runs against the Giants, and thankfully for me at least, there's only 3 more games left this season between Colorado and San Francisco, so for Story to rake, and he was pretty lit.
It's lit!